This is Ming here. I'm at the canteen at Bands Undone, and I just saw a lovely set by Property Line. Great set, guys. And I'm with...
Joel Susie.
Joey Brunner.
Jordan Allen.
Cool. Yeah, I'd like to ask you some questions. How long has the band been together? Who wants to...
Joey, take it, bud.
The band's gonna been together, under this group of members has been about almost a year. But the band, like, when we originally formed, like, the only two people that are original to the band are Ted, our steel player, and I. We went through a lot of lineup changes in the beginning, just spent a long time, like, going over our set, really refining our sound before we started playing shows. But we've been under this one for about a year, to answer your question.
So I want to know, who are your musical influence?
Jordan?
Who are our musical influence? I guess for your songwriting, probably Springsteen and...
A lot of Tom Petty.
And I guess the indie rock aspect would be more kind of... Well, it's hard. Maybe...
Decemberists.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, definitely Decemberists.
A little bit of Coldplay, maybe, but we don't want to say that on for the record or anything.
Definitely Bright Eyes, too.
Yeah, Bright Eyes.
I really like Bright Eyes.
I just want to know, is it hard to keep up with the band, like, having seven members?
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a lot of calling. If you ever want to change a time or a meeting place or anything like that, there's definitely a lot of red tape. But, I mean, for the most part, like, I've never been in a band. I don't think any of us have ever been in a band of this size. But it's been amazing, like.
Put seven people in a room together too, and everyone's bound to get ADD the first 5 minutes of being there. So
it's one thing I've noticed, like, from our first couple out of town shows, like, everything's a party. It's always a party. Yeah. With seven people, there's always something going on, something funny happening, you know.
When you did the EP, how did you record it? In a house or studio or whatever?
It was we recorded with, both. Like, it was a home studio, but we didn't really have much of a budget for this EP, so I mean we ended up doing it in, I think it took about 7 days worth of recording.
About a week, maybe 8 days.
We did it last summer a friend's home studio in Orleans, Brian Roxdell, and it was a great experience. Like, I've had the luxury of working on a few higher budget projects, and this was definitely my favorite experience out of all of them. Sorry, I lost track of what the question was.
You recorded it, the studio.
It was a home studio, and we did it so quickly. I mean, we didn't spend 3 days on drum tones or anything like that, but it just kind of came together and just happened to sound, the way that we wanted it to. I was really happy overall with how it turned out.
I just want to know, what's your favorite song to play live?
Definitely one that's not on the EP.
Yeah.
we love the EP, but the newer songs that we're dishing out, we're really excited about it. And I guess all bands go through that. Like, when you write a new song, you're really stoked on it. So I think, with each new song that we, put together, we're going to probably pick that as our answer.
Or at least it's going to be constantly changing.
Yeah.
But, however, at the moment, I would say probably definitely Queenston Heights.
Songs have been developing. The sound itself through the group has been developing a lot in the past few months.
Yeah, you start to know each other. When you play a song, or when Joey plays us a song, everyone knows what everyone's going to do and, how it's going to sound. It's... Not to say that we're predictable, but it's just everyone knows their comfort zone, and we have our sound and we have our groove together, and with seven members, you can't all be just doing your own thing, and you have to play with the band, it works out.
I think too, with my songwriting, I definitely intentionally write write holes in the music so that they can be filled by everybody, can already, as I'm writing a song, I can already kind of start to picture, oh, Jordan's going to come in there, or, oh, Ted will be there, But, getting off topic.
I was going to say, I've seen you guys live sometimes. I don't know if you ever sang covers, like if you did sing covers, what would you be your favorite if you had a choice?
Probably or, Cotton Eye Joe would be our first.
I would be so stoked if we did Cotton Eye Joe.
It's the only one that sticks out anyway.
Favorite venue to play in Ottawa? Past or present?
I played Barrymore's once. That was really fun. But
do bands still play?
Yeah. There's rumors that it might be taken over by someone soon.
Yeah, I heard about that.
The place is really, I think it's been kind of, getting worse over time. Like it used to be a really great venue, but I don't know what happened to it.
I think for me, the smaller the venue, the better it is. Like if everyone's just crammed into one tiny area. And we're all playing and touching audience members at the same time,
cuff. I love playing to cuff.
Yeah.
I like the stage, I like the sound, but I like the layout too, it's great. Having booths and stuff like that, it's a great spot and it's not too big.
As cool as it is to play big shows, when you play a smaller show and it's a lot of your friends and people are singing along and you're face to face with an audience member and someone's taking your picture right up in your face and stuff, what I'm saying? That's cool. That's a great experience and it's why we play. We want to make new friends and that's the best way to do it instead of being up on a high-rise stage and you don't see anyone in the audience because lights are shining in your face and they're 800 feet away.
Barrymore is there could be 300 people in there and it still looks empty. It's a really weird venue.
I just want to know which members are in different bands, they're...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
This is, like...
I know what you call Populine Side Project, or that's a band in itself.
I wouldn't consider any of, the bands I play in side projects. I put, my full heart into, all of them.
Name some bands that you win.
I play in this band called The Property Line. I play in a band called Old Crayons. And I play in a band called Paramedics with Jamie, who's on drums in The Property Line, and Jordan.
And then Ted's in The Rough Sea, which are a band out of Ottawa.
Great band.
Yeah, very good band. Who else? Is that it?
Well, if Jamie were here, he's got a pretty lengthy list.
Yeah, Jamie works on a bunch of projects. Yeah,
he's a bit of a drum whore, but...
Jamie's on the phone, sorry. Our bad.
He's on the phone with another band.
Yeah, he's on the phone getting another band offer. Ryan Hicks. Okay, Ryan Hicks doesn't do anything.
I've played in several bands, in the Ottawa area or just outside of Ottawa. However, now I'm just doing The Property Line full-time. It was too much to do multiple projects, but being responsible for, writing songs and stuff, it was just... too much for my plate.
Last question. What's coming up for the band, in the future, I guess, or coming months?
We're opening up for the Sadies in a couple weeks. That's a huge deal for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were kind of just told on the spot, by Chris from Mavericks, who's been really good to us. He just kind of said, I'm gonna try and get you guys on the Sadies, and just all our faces were if we get that, that's unreal. Mm-hmm. So there's that. That's hopefully going to open up some doors. We played Toronto recently. That's opened up a couple doors for us. And hopefully have some big shows coming up in the summer. We just got a van, so we're going to be touring a lot more.
What did you play in Toronto?
We played Rancho Relaxo. Okay. It's pretty good. That was a sold-out show.
Yeah. First ever out-of-town show, sold out.
Yeah.
Can't argue with that.
People were really into it. Sold some CDs, sold some shirts, made some friends.
Did you meet the owner, Dan Waller?
Yeah. I've met him before. Great guy.
He actually just messaged us. He wants us to play his one of his showcases at Northway Northeast.
Oh, really?
Which was pretty cool. Yeah, considering we've only met the guy once, and he was pretty happy with us, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And then hopefully we'll just keep the drive going and never stop working.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on trucking.
Anyways, thank you.
Truck along there, bud.
Okay, thanks for the interview. It was a great set, too.
Thanks.